Hi, good evening, Olivia. Let's have this review lesson. Second review. Let's take a look at page three, the weather. Now, Olivia, could you tell me how the weather is in Yilan? How is the weather in Yilan? How is
Rainy.
the weather in Yilan?
Rainy.
要用完整句来回答。
It's rainy.
It's
Rainy day.
raining. It's a rainy day. What about the temperature? The temperatures in Yilan. The temperatures.
Yilan is rainy day.
No, temperature. How is the temperature in Yilan? These are the temperatures. So, what are the temperatures? 一样用完整句，要告诉他高温是几度，然后低温是几度。那这样要怎么表达？
好，
高低温的话，要怎么来描述？
温度怎么念啊？
我们其实来讲高低温的时候，不会用到温度这个字哈，这个是问问题的时候才会用到 temperature 这个字。高低温我们会用 the high。完整的讲法是 the high temperature。The high temperature is，或是 the low temperature is。不过在讲的时候，通常我们会把它省略掉，因为知道在讲的是天气温度的主题，所以呢，就是有一个上下文，那我们就会把这个字省略掉。So, what are the temperatures in Yilan?
High is 29
29，然后单位是什么
Celsius
？29 degrees。
29 degrees and the low is 27 degrees in Iran.
Okay, 29 degrees and the low is 27 degrees. What about the weather in Penghu? Once again. Penghu is windy. It's windy in Penghu. What about the temperatures in Penghu?
Height is 32 degrees.
Degrees?
32 degrees. And the low is 29 degrees.
Then let's move south. What about in Tainan? How's the weather there?
Tainan is cloudy.
It's cloudy. What about the temperatures in Tainan?
The high is 30 degrees.
Degrees. I
Degrees. Degrees. Cloud is
The low,
29,
the low.
or the low is 29 degrees.
Okay, last one. How's the weather in Taitung?
Zone is Sunday.
It's sunny, sunny. Sunday 是礼
Sunny.
拜天的意思。
It's
It's
sunny.
sunny in Taitung. What about the temperatures?
The high is 35 degrees and the low is 31 degrees.
Okay, now let's go on to page six about clothing. Clothing. Could you read the vocabulary? Read the vocabulary first.
Blouse.
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 Next.
Cat.
Yeah, how do you say this one? This one.
Water.
Cold. Cold.
Oh.
Next one.
Yurts.
And
Gents.
jeans.
Jeans. Skirt.
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 Skirt. Next one.
High heels.
And
Jacket. Shirt.
suit.
Suit. Sweater. Tie.
Okay, and a tie. Then tell me, how much is the blouse? How much is the blouse?
The blouse is 5 dollars.
$12. $12.05. $12.05.
12 dollars and 5 cents.
Okay. The question is, how much is the blouse? And just now your answer was the blouse is $12. 5 cents. Okay. This is correct, but in everyday life, people don't really repeat all of the subject. We use a pronoun. We would say it is $12.05. Okay, so later on, you need to use the pronoun. You have to use the pronoun. Don't just repeat the whole subject. So now let's go on with the second one. How much is the coat?
It is $83.
It's $83. And what about the shorts? How much are the shorts?
It is 22. $10.
It's $27.10. $27.10. And we don't say it because if there's an S here, that means it's more than one. It's more than one. So we have to use they. Not it. They. Not it is, but they are. Then what about next one? How much are the jeans?
They are 36 and 22 cents dollars.
来看一下，小数点前面这个才是 dollar 的单位。小数点后面这个是 cent 的单位，这是两个是不一样的单位，所以 dollar 跟 cent 不会在同一个数字后面，两个一起蹦出来。小数点前面这个是归于 dollar，dollar 是完整的一块钱，那比小数点还要小的那个才是 cent 的单位。Okay，so try again. How much are the jeans?
We are $36 and 22 cents.
Okay. Then, what about the skirt? How much is it?
It is $24 and 6 cents.
16.
16 cents.
And how much are the high heels?
They are $45 and 99 cents.
And how much is the jacket?
It is 40 dollars and 50 cents.
And how much is the suit?
It is $92 and 10 cents.
How much is the sweater?
It is $31 and 5 cents.
How much is the tie?
It is $50.
$15.
$15.
Take a look at page 5. We have more vocabulary here. This is Jack's Casual Clothing. Okay, this is a clothing store, and the name of a store is Jack's Casual Clothing. And on this page, we have three items. We have men's t-shirts. We also have women's jeans and sneakers. And we see this is the sale price. This is the sale price, and this is the regular price. The regular price, that's the original price. But now there is a sale. That means there's a discount. So it's usually cheaper. The sale price shows a lower price, okay, because of the discount. And so in this case, you can save $3. That's because $15.99 minus this one, minus this one, $12.99, and that would be $3. Okay, that's the money you save. Now let's go to page 7. So look at the salesperson here and the customer. We have a conversation between the salesperson and the customer. Let's see. Okay, you'll be the customer. You will be the customer. And we will use this one for the conversation. Can I help you?
How much men's t-shirts?
We need a verb here. 这里要用一个动词。
How much is the men's t-shirts?
How much is the men's t-shirt? 因为你后面这边你要讲的是复数形，这是它的类别，所以你要用复数形是哪个动词？复数形，嗯哼。
How much are the men's t-shirts?
How much are the men's t-shirts? 对。So they are $10. They are $10 each.
How much can I save?
You can save $13.19. $13.19. Now let's go on with the second one. This time you go first. This time you go first. You'll be the salesperson.
Can I help you?
How much are women's jeans?
They are $15.99.
There are $52.99. It's better to say a pair. How much can I save?
You can save $30.
Okay. Now, let's move on. This one, blouses. Can I help you?
How much are the blouses?
They are $35.47 each.
How much can I save?
You can save $22. Now let's go to page 8. Three more items. This time you go first. You are the salesperson. Let's use this one.
Oh, may I help you?
I'm looking for a women's coats.
Now we have pen
Special
special
discount.
special discount
You have a special discount
woman's
on what? Women's.
famous out. You can save $22.99.
No, not $22. Try again.
You can say.
If you say $22, and then that's this $22. But it's not $22. You have to try again.
You can say $25.99.
Yeah, there should be $25, not 22. That's a good deal. Then let's go on. Move on to men's shirts. So, how may I help you?
I'm looking for a men's shorts.
Now we have a special discount on men's shorts. We can save $5.19.
It's a good deal.
Okay, last one. You go first.
How may I help you?
I'm looking for men's sweaters.
Now we have a special
Discount.
discount on the men's sweaters. You can save $11.
Okay, that's a good deal. Let's go to page 15 here. Okay, look at the first one. So you are going to do all of these. So when the salesperson see the customer coming in, what does the salesperson say? How does the salesperson say hello to the customers?
Hello, can I help you?
May I help you? Okay. And if you want to know the price, what does the customer say? If you want to know the price, then what can you say? What is the question you can ask?
How much is the t-shirt?
It's not a t-shirt. Look at what the woman is holding. 图片里头, 她拿的那一件算是什么样子的服饰?
Yang Zhong
Okay,
skirt.
那洋装英文叫什么? Skirt是裙子而已. How much is the what? How much is the
Please.
dress?
How
So what
much
does the
is the
sales
dress?
What about the salesperson? What can the salesperson say?
It is $9.99.
Okay, and if you want to know
How
the
much
savings.
I save.
How much can I save?
How much can I save?
So what does a salesperson say?
You can save $9.
Yeah, you can save $9. Okay. Now let's go to page 9. Now we're going to practice singular. Do you know what singular is? Do you understand singular? What does singular mean?
Thank you.
What does singular mean?
Danshu.
So that's only one. What about plural? What does that mean?
Wushu.
Okay, so that's more than one. That's more than one. What about near?
Ajind.
It's close to somewhere. And far? Okay, it's a distance away. Then, How much is this skirt? Okay. We say this. That means there's only one. Only one. And this, that means it must be very close to you. So that's why it's near. Then what about the second question? What color are those dresses? What do you think?
Blue.
What color are those dresses? Which one? Yeah, plural. We say that's plural. And is that near or far? Okay, that's far. Number three, could you say the sentence?
This pen is black. Single.
That's singular and
The near.
near? That pen is black.
Oh.
That's near.
Four.
As far.
Are.
As far. Okay, number four.
Yes, banana.
Are these banana delicious?
These banana.
Are these bananas delicious?
Delicious. Are these banana delicious? Cool.
That's plural.
Oh, wow.
Plural and
No, near.
okay, plural and near. Then number five.
Please, Yan Fang. Is single.
Okay, it's singular.
The near.
Singular and near. Okay. Number six.
Those computer are old. Pro.
That's plural.
Far.
Plural and far. Yes, that's correct. Now, let's go to page 10. Okay, look at the first one. What can you say here?
That the pencil is orange and
Do you see the orange pencil here?
this pencil is orange and that pencil is yellow.
Yeah, because right in front of it, this one is the orange one. This one is the orange one. So it's so close to the hand. We have to use this. This pencil is orange. Okay. As for the yellow, okay, that should be this one. This one. That can be the yellow one. Or maybe that's this one. But anyways, it's not so close to the hand. That's why we have to use that. And that pencil is yellow. Let's move on to number two, this one.
This blue jacket looks better than the last brown jacket.
Yeah, then that brown jacket. Okay, but this one, this is redundant because this is 多余的. Okay, then that brown jacket. Number three.
This long shorts are more fashion
Fashionable. Fashionable.
fashionable than these black ones.
Say that again. Try again. Number three.
Oh, those. Those brown shoes are more fashionable than these black ones.
Okay. Now let's go to page 11. Okay, similar practices. Now, first one on top.
that arc of light.
I
Say
like
the Lord.
that pair of white sandals.
I like that pair of white sandals. That this heart of black
This
sandals.
pair, not part, this pair.
Yeah.
This is pronounced as pair, not part. Pair of.
Pair of black sandals.
Number two.
She think. The least
因为你看它后面，in the back，what does that mean? In the back，What is in the back? What does that mean? In the back. In the back. Back 的意思是什么？
回带回程。
不是回程。你有没有看到他现在的场景是什么？
飞机上吗？
那 seat 是什么意思？
座位。
对，他是告诉人家座位的位置。哪里的座位比较好？
中间。
他这里没有提到中间。你看他后面，他指的是 in the back，所以这是哪里的座位？In the back 是哪里的座位？
后面，
后方座位。
哦，
所以后面，他拿后面的座位跟哪里的座位在做对比嘞？
嗯，前面的，
好，所以呢，你的答案要怎么讲？
She thinks that seat is better this seat in the back.
好，你看一下，他的手指头在这里哦。所以，对于前面的座位，他会用哪一个字来标示？
Please.
对。Okay, so try again. She thinks.
She thinks that seat is
That
better.
seat 是这个是指的是哪里？前面还是后面？你要拿来跟哪里的座位相比较？
要拿后面的座位。
所以
跟
后
前
面的
面
座位你会用哪个字？后面的座位你会用哪个字来修饰？所以这个部分，他讲的是，他指的是后面的座位，所以后面的座位要用 these 还是 those 来指来标示？those，因为显然是离你比较远。所以他用的是 those seats in the back。那所以他是拿前面的座位来跟后面来做对比。那么前面要用哪一个字来描述
Please.
this？Okay, so the whole sentence one more time.
She thinks this seat is better than those seats in the back.
Okay, number three.
This
Buildings.
this building on the left
Left.
look more
Attractive.
attractive than those buildings on the right.
Yeah. These buildings on the left. Look more attractive than those buildings on the right. Do you have any questions?
没有。
Now let's go on. Page 12. Talking about shopping. Then we have two words. One is to return something, and the other is to exchange something. So here is the explanation, the definition for return. If you return, you have the returns. That means when you give back the item for money. Okay, so you go back to the store and you give them what you bought, but you can get your money back. That's returns. But if you exchange, that means you give back something and you get another one back. That's to exchange. Do you understand the difference? Okay. Now we have several different reasons for returns or for exchanges. Now, could you read the vocabulary here?
Damage. Wrong size. Wrong fit. Don't like. Wrong colors. Wrong styles.
Style.
Style. Wrong styles. Don't like the
Price.
price.
Okay. What is this? Damaged. What does that mean? Damaged. Yeah. If something is damaged, that means it's not perfect. There is something wrong with it. Wrong size. What is that?
尺寸不合。
So maybe it's too big, maybe it's too small. Okay. And what about don't fit?
不适合自己吗？
Yeah. If something doesn't fit you, that means it's the wrong size. Same as this one, the wrong size. So maybe that's too big, or maybe that's too small. Then don't like, what does that mean?
喜欢。
Okay, if you don't like something, okay, it's not your type of, it's not your cup of tea. You don't like something, and you probably won't buy that. Then, what about the wrong color?
颜色不贵。
It's not the color you want. Okay, so you can say that's the wrong color. Wrong style?
风格不对。
It's not the style you want. So that's why you say it's the wrong style. Don't like the price.
喜欢这个价钱。
Usually that's because it's too expensive. You don't think that should be that expensive. Now let's go on. Page 13. So let's use this one to practice. You will be the customer. How can I help you?
I won't like to return
High heels.
high heels.
Usually we have to use the plural form these because you want to return something, it should be in your hand. You should be holding it in your hand. So we have to use these, either this or these. And for high heels, it's always plural. We have to use these. Okay, so I would like to return these high heels. Then go on. I can help you with that. May I ask the reason for returning? So, why do you want to return the high heels?
These are to eat.
No, we're still on the first one.
Because these don't fit.
What don't fit? How many? Is that one or more than one? Is that one or more than one? 它是算单数还是复数？
复数，
所以你要用是哪一个？ 复数要用哪一个代名词？
This
你刚刚是用
no?
it，但是 it 它是单数，你要用的是复数，复数要用哪个代名词？复数代名词会是哪个？我们刚刚
是
说 it
历
是
史吗？
单数哦，it 是单数，所以 it 对应到的复数代名词是哪个？
洛西。
it 对应到的三名词是 they，然后呢？然后后面要怎么接？
你好，
这边不会用
还是
are，因为
雷
fit
动
本身是动，是助，它是一般动词，我们需要的是助动词，所以要用 don't。They don't fit。
？Little
助动词我们就
fish。
不会再用 are 了啊。They don't fit。Thank you for your feedback。Now let's go on with the second one. So, how can I help you?
I won't like to return this. Hi.
Yeah, this tie. I can help you with that. May I ask the reason for returning?
Because it is too big.
Yeah, it's too big. Thank you for your feedback. Now, it's your turn. To be the store manager, let's use this one. So now you go first.
How can I help you?
I would like to return this suit.
I can help you with that. May I
Ask.
ask the
Reason. Reason.
reason of returning?
Okay, it's the wrong color.
Thank you for your feedback.
Okay, then this one. How can I help you?
I won't like to return shorts.
你还是需要
Oh,
一个
I won't like return that
你要退东
these
西，东
shorts.
西一定是在你的手上，所以一定是用进的。
These
These
shorts.
shorts. I can help you with that. May I ask the reason for returning?
They don't like it.
他们不喜欢，是谁不喜欢
I don't like it.
？OK，I don't like。但是
Like
呢
they.
，shorts 它是单数还是复数？
不数。
所以你不能用 it，你要换成哪个字？
They.
不能用 they，they 是主格，这边我们需要的是一个受格。
They.
We have to say them. I don't like them. I don't like them. Then next one. How can I help you?
If I want like to return these sweaters.
I can help you with that. May I ask the reason for returning?
Is damaged.
Yeah, it is damaged. Okay, thank you for your feedback. Then your turn again. You'll be the store manager.
How can help you?
I would like to return this coat.
I can help you with that. May I next ask the
Reason.
reason for returning?
It's too expensive.
Oh, thank you for your feedback.
Okay, now let's go to page 16. We have another conversation here. So, what you want to return is the smartphone. You're going to return the smartphone. And so, what does the manager say when the customer comes in to the store?
Can I help you? May I help you?
Okay, can or may, either one is okay. And then, what do you think the customer would say?
I want return his smartphones.
Smartphone, no S. Okay, because this is a positive sentence. This is the affirmative. And what about the manager? What does the manager say to the customer? If you want to ask for the reason, what can you say here?
May I ask reason?
May I ask the reason and then
Returns me
for returning?
for returning.
Okay. So, what is the reason? You have to think about the reason on your own.
I don't like these colors.
I don't like the color. Okay. So, what can you say to show your apology?
Thank you.
他这边后面这边，他给你的提示，apologize 是要跟对方道歉，
Oh.
所以要跟他说什么？
Sorry.
Sorry about that，确实是有对应到他要求的，要跟对方道歉。可是事实上，这也不是店员的错，因为他不喜欢那个颜色。那也不是说店员他搞出来的问题啊，所以我们可以沿用他前面所讲的这个啊，谢谢你的，就是给我们的回馈，就是给我们的反应这样子。我觉得这样子的话会比较合理一点哦。Okay, so we can say thank you for your feedback. 他给你的提示 apologize，我觉得不是很恰当。Okay. So we can say thank you for your feedback.
Thank you for your feedback.
Yeah, that sounds better. Now take a look at page 14. There are two clothing stores here. On your left-hand side, we have Jack's Casual Clothing here. Jack's Casual Clothing. On your right-hand side, we have Uniqlo Everyday Attire. And here, two items are shown. One is men's t-shirts, and also this is at Jack's Casual Clothing. On the other hand, we also have men's t-shirts from Uniqlo. And besides, we have women's jeans from Uniqlo and also women's jeans from Jack's Casual Clothing. So now we're going to compare these two items, the two items at both clothing stores. Look at question number one. Where are men's t-shirts cheaper? So, what can you say? Where are men's t-shirts cheaper?
The Uniqlo's men's t-shirt is cheaper.
好，这是你刚刚的句子。通常我们如果用 EPS 的方式来表达的话，我们只会放在人的后面，那么其他的东西我们不会用这种方式来表达。所以你可以要怎么修改？这是中文的讲法
到最后面，
，Uniqlo 不 Uniqlo 他们家的这个产品，这是中文的讲法。那你说要怎么修？So try again。
Men's T-shirt are cheaper in Uniqlo.
Men's t-shirts are cheaper in Uniqlo. Okay. Yeah, it's fine to say men's t-shirts are cheaper in Uniqlo. Okay, to put the name of a store at the end. I think it's even better if you could put it here. Men's t-shirts, because you want to let people know, okay, where the clothing are from. So you can put it over here. Men's t-shirts in Uniqlo, or you can also say men's t-shirts at Uniqlo. At Uniqlo are cheaper. So do you
Miss
understand
teacher.
this tennis?
Yeah. Men teacher in Uniqlo are cheaper.
But if you want to tell people, who, which clothes, the clothes from which store are you comparing with? 如果你要把比较对象，把它带进到句子里面来，那你要怎么表达？
Uniqlo 比 Jackie's 便宜。
那是中文的讲法，那所以英文要怎么表达？
知道。
我们是产品对产品，所以刚刚呢完整的句子你知道怎么讲？刚刚
Men's
的答案，
T-shirt。In Uniqlo are cheaper.
are cheaper。那跟谁比？我要用哪个字把它带出来？你要把对象带出来，用哪个字才能把对象带出来？比较起来，用哪个字把对象带出来？被比较那一方，这你有学过吗？嗨，Olivia。
有，我有学过，但我忘了。
我们用 than，用 than 这个字把它带出来。than，然后呢，被比较的部分我们就放在后头。还是一样，用产品对产品，所以不是产品对店家。那我们要把产品一样是 men's T-shirts，然后呢，地点，店家 in Jack's，
Jacks。
这样子。好，然后呢，这个地方同样的东西，同样的东西，我们一模一样把它讲出来。其实这个句法不是很好，我们通常会用一个字来顶替，我们会用 those。来代替复数型的东西，than those in Jack's，这样呢句子就是最完整的。Now let's go on. Question number two: Where are women's jeans more expensive? Where are women's jeans more expensive?
Women's jeans. Women's jeans in Uniqlo. Expensive.
Expensive,
Oh, expensive.
more expensive.
More expensive.
Okay. Then question number three, which item is the most expensive?
Women's jeans at Uniqlo.
然后呢？你刚才有讲主词，你的句子不完整，你句子是没有动词的。We need a verb。
Mentioned in is the
We
more expensive.
OK，因为你用的是 women's jeans 当主词，所以主词是复数，不是单数，所以应该是讲 women's jeans in Uniqlo are the most expensive。Question number four, which item is the least expensive? 最不贵的。
Is men's t-shirts in Uniqlo is
一样是要用 are，因为你的主词是复数型。
are the least expensive.
OK，那就这样子。Any questions about this lesson? If no, then that's all for today. Bye bye. Have a nice evening.